Am I wrong for wanting better? Should I just settle forever? Ooh, I swear it feels like this is as good as it gets. Am I wrong for wanting cheddar? Although they tell me that I'll never get out of here, I swear I'm driven by a better life. I wanna be rich. Don't see nothing wrong with wanting more. I wanna be rich. So tired of sleeping on the floor. I wanna be rich. There's so much that I want. I want a house on a hill and a boat by the lake. And most of all, I want to get paid. That, y'all, was Kurt Cobain's featuring August Alsina, I Wanna Be Rich. And the song gives me chills every time I hear it. I know y'all like, this girl always got chills. But I really enjoy that song because in the song, Kurt Cole talks about wanting to be rich to escape a life of poverty. That's the wish of many Black Americans living in his same conditions. And if we're honest, part of the reason that we want to be rich is because we want to be accepted by the establishment. You see, our thought is if we have green, the color of acceptance in our capitalistic society, then we will no longer have to worry about racial profiling, police brutality, or being treated unfairly in any situation because of the color of our skin. But that, y'all, is definitely a lie. And I got proof for you. So this week, the Milwaukee Bucks' John Henson found out firsthand that being brown with green does not make you accepted. Henson was the 14th overall pick from the University of North Carolina. Side note, go Tar Heels. He had a four-year, $45 million deal with the Bucks. You know, so he paid. And he drives up to a jewelry store in Wisconsin, and he's like, I want to take a look at a watch. This is a high-end jewelry store. Gets there, and he's denied entry to the store. And they call the police on him. You know, he posted his version of the story on Instagram, and the internets went wild, as they should have. And there was the jewelry store and the police released a report, and they have a story, and you can go back to thedamntruth.info and we'll give you their version of the story. But what this is really about is, for me, is thinking about how we are supposed to be supporting each other. Because I just keep thinking about what I said earlier. You can be brown with green and still not be respected. And when are we going to realize that and stop trying to seek acceptance from the establishment and start trying to help pull our people out of poverty and create an economy where we're taking care of each other? So it just starts, you know, to make me think about the reason that I co-found Give on the 15th. And Give on the 15th is a digital giving movement for communities of color. The goal is to get the Black community to think about how we can consistently give to change the plight of Black and brown people. It was August 2014. Jennifer Daniels, my partner in crime with Give on the 15th, we were sitting in a speech that Dr. Emmett Carson was giving, and he is the leader of the Silicon Valley Foundation and also one of the foremost thought leaders in Black philanthropy and the inspiration behind Give on the 15th. And so he says during this speech titled, What Does Community Have to Do With It?, that during the Civil Rights era, we weren't going to any foundation to get money to help our people. We weren't relying on anybody but ourselves to help our people. That means that we were getting loans to build houses. We were getting our insurance. We were doing everything for ourselves. Our money was circulating in our community. And so we need to get back to that. And so that's what Give on the 15th is all about. It's about us thinking about how we direct our dollars to organizations that are really helping to change our community. They're giving back at a grassroots level to help change the condition of our people. And that, y'all, is what we need to be doing. And that is the damn truth. I want you to go to thedamntruth.info to get more information on John Henson's situation. But there are also a few other top stories from this week, and we'll chat at you next week. Have a good one.